I went to Nelson Mandela's, I think it was 65th birthday at the Alexandra Palace, which was organised by the anti-apartheid movement. It was a concert with a lot of South African exile bands. Julian Bahoula, I can particularly remember singing a song about Mandela. And to be honest, I hadn't heard of Nelson Mandela till then. You know, it seemed to. I was already working on a tune instrumentally, which was kind of quite an up thing. I was listening to a bit of African music at the time, and I had this tune, and then I put the lyrics to this tune that I was already working on. I don't know, it just seemed like, you know, it was easier to relate to one person's story. It seemed to work on me, so I don't know, I just used his name, but it did contain the line, "We're only one man in a large army," so it was Rhoda Decker contributed that line, which I think was important, and the rest is history. The song luckily got played on Radio 1 because the people who plug records at Radio 1 were special fans, so it was quite unusual for something as, you know, as so-called political as that to get played. But anyway, it did, because it had a very catchy tune, obviously, and that became a hit, and it went to number one in New Zealand. It was a hit around the world. Incredibly, it started being played inside South Africa in football stadiums, and that was on the news. That was amazing to see that, to being smuggled in to South Africa, because I think the UDF and probably the ANC as well used to use football matches to make speeches over the tannoy systems, because that was the only place that black people were allowed to gather. You know, occasionally things would come over the speakers. And that was incredible to see that on the news.